the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Several times over the last decade or so, I've gone to a place that I don't even know if it still exists here in St. Louis, a restaurant called Savor that had a place inside of it that was a place that highlighted magicians. It was called Flim Flam, the Flim Flam Magic Theater. And one of the guys who I saw perform there and actually had come on the air with me a couple of times here on KTRS is a guy by the name of Chris Korn, who then went on to do magic shows all over the place. At one point, he had one of the most popular TV shows in Singapore.
Whoa.
I don't know how that happened. But now he's got a new show of his own on the Travel Channel that debuts this Sunday night. It's called Magic Outlaws. And I've invited him to come on and talk about it for a few minutes. Hi, Chris. How are you?
Very good. Very good.
Congratulations on all your success. What is Magic Outlaws going to be about?
Magic Outlaws, this will be my fifth TV series that I've done, and it's an introduction for me back into the U.S. market. I had done a show on A&E called Mondo Magic many years ago, and that went overseas and did extremely well. And Magic Outlaws is myself and two other magicians, David Minkin and Ben Seidman, and we're sort of cruising across America in a 1962 Cadillac convertible.
Cool.
Yeah, which is very fun. So the magic show is a little bit of us just rolling into a town. We were in Austin, Texas, and we roll in town. It's sort of like the Hangover meets magic. And we sort of jump out of the car and guerrilla style just go up to people and start doing magic in different little settings.
And it's all close-up magic, right?
Yes. This is all sleight of hand. All sleight of hand.
Not like all of a sudden somebody's going to say, "What, an elephant? Where did that come from?"
Right. I would have liked to make the car disappear, but I'm not sure I could have afforded the gas, that thing. Those things eat up quite a bit of gas.
So when you're doing that kind of thing, and there's obviously a camera crew there, and the people who you're accosting on the street to do magic for, they know they're on camera now, do they start acting a different way than if you were just to meet them without the cameras?
Yeah, that's one of the really interesting things, Paul, is that you can get an audience very relaxed, and sometimes you'll warm them up, sometimes you don't. But people, the moment that a camera goes on and they feel that they're on camera, that's one of the challenges as a magician, is to get them to relax and kind of forget that the camera is there, which is very tough because sometimes there's two, three cameras, you know, and lights on top of them, and they're worried about how they look. Vanity suddenly comes into the picture.
So does anybody do anything like, "Wow, that was the most amazing trick I've ever seen," and then come after you over afterwards, "How was that? Was I good?"
Yeah, or some of the funniest takes, there's so many, you know, sometimes you'll get people who are just, they'll be deadpan. They don't react, and the moment the camera goes off, they're like, "That was bleeping amazing. I've never seen anything like it." I'm like, "Well, where was that a minute ago when you were filming?"
When you're coming up with things to do for people on the street or in a restaurant or in a bookstore or wherever it is that you meet these people and do stuff for them, how difficult is it to come up with a new sleight of hand trick in the 21st century, something that people haven't seen before?
Yeah, that's one of the great things about this particular show. Both my co-stars, David and Ben, they have some amazing magic, some things that have never been seen before. And a lot of, from being really well studied, when I first studied magic, I had a teacher by the name of Bruce Dyvig, and then I met another guy named Harry Monti, who was one of the last living legend classic sleight-of-hand artists. He's from St. Louis. And then my last mentor was John Mendoza. But all of them, one of the big things they made sure of is that I did a lot of reading and studying the history of magic and the origin of sleight of hand. So you're not just reinventing the wheel sometimes. You can now raise it to a new level and start to think laterally and in different ways to create new ideas. So when they throw it, sometimes they'll say, "Oh, we're going to do, we decided, you know, they canceled this location. Now you have to do something at a bookstore." So you have to go through the archives in your mind and go, "Okay, what can I do with a book that I haven't seen before, I haven't touched before?" And that's where the fun begins, because sometimes we don't even know where the trick is going to end up. we know a general direction, but it's like, okay, I'm going to start with this and see where it ends.
Do the three of you work together, or are you each doing your own stuff in separate parts of town, and then it's edited together so you're never in the same place together?
Yeah, we are. I mean, there's a couple of places. We don't all do any magic together, per se.
Like, you don't push David aside and say, you think that was good? Watch this!
Right, yeah. That's the off-scene fight. those are the behind-the-scenes, like, what are you doing, dude? No, we're not doing any magic on these two episodes in particular together. And hopefully, if the show does well, there will be more episodes, and you'll see a little bit more of that.
Okay, so one episode is in Austin, and the other one, are they each a half hour? Is that what it is?
Yeah, they're each half hour on the Travel Channel, which St. Louis time, I believe, will air 8 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. this
okay.
Sunday, March
right.
10th. And you'll get a little glimpse. It was a really fun, it's the most fun I've had filming any show, because it really let me just kind of be playful, and I didn't have to worry about being so spectacular and amazing. I got to goof off a little bit and relax because my partners have, you know, they have some stunning magic. So it was a really fun show to film.
Where's the second half hour?
The other one is in Las Vegas.
Which has become kind of like a magic capital, hasn't it?
Yeah, it really has. Like, basically every casino has a magician. But you'll see some little parts of Vegas that you maybe haven't seen before. And there's a little history of each city sort of intertwined within the show.
Cool. All right. It's called Magic Outlaws, and it'll be on at 8 and 8:30 Sunday night at 8 o'clock St. Louis time on the Travel Channel. And did you only shoot two shows? Are these kind of pilot shows? And if they do well, it goes to series? Or are there more already on the shelf waiting to air at some point?
Nope. Exactly what you said. These are the two pilots. And again, you know, you see how the ratings game goes. And if the show does well, then it gets picked up and... If not, then we move on to some other things.
All right. Well, I'm going to set the DVR and record it. And,
by
the way, since it's on the Travel Channel, here's one thing I know about all those cable channels. If it's on at 8 and 8:30, it'll be on again at 11 and 11:30.
Yes.
So if you miss it the first time around, you can catch it the second time or set your DVR for it this Sunday night. Magic Outlaws is the name of the show. Yep. Good luck with it, Chris. Nice to talk to you again.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you have anyone that's listening, if they want to learn a simple trick they can do for their friends or something they can do for their children, if you go to chriskorn.com, chriskorn.com, and drop me an email there, I'll send you a link of a video that will teach you a simple trick that you can do for your friends. Also, if you go on YouTube and Google Magic Outlaws, you can watch the trailer for the show this Sunday.
Excellent.
It's a really fun ride, and I think you'll really enjoy it.
I hope it takes off for you big time, Chris.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate everything.
Always nice talking to you. Thanks for coming on today.
Absolutely. Have a great day, guys.
That's Chris Korn, or as Farmer Dave would say, Chris Karn.
Yeah.
here with Paul Harris on the Big 550 KTRS.